This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it is a gorgeous morning here, ready for some Saints football, kicking off at noon on WWL and the Odyssey app. First Take brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the Saints. We're going to be going until 10 a.m. That's when the Bud Light countdown, the kickoff with the Cajun Cannon will take over. We're here in the Caesars Superdome on the Loge level, Gate B in the mezzanine, and you can feel the energy starting to build up for this matchup. The workers starting to gather in. The gate's still not yet open, Jeff, for the patrons to be coming in for the black and gold, although I'm interested to see what this crowd is like, because I wasn't sure last week exactly, even though it was the Falcons in town, how much of a black and gold fan presence we were going to see. But it was a good showing.
It was a good showing. It was a good, especially, you know, this is a team that's on a 7-game losing streak last week, and these guys, the fans show up, they're loud. You know, they affected the game. There were a couple procedural penalties on the Falcons that I think you would point to and say the noise affected them. And so, you know, they make a difference, and it's cool to see a crowd that'll show up and be like that. Even for a team that has lost 7 consecutive games, their longest losing streak in a quarter century, right? But I think you'll get that again this week. And you know, I think this is going to be the first time in a while a lot of these fans are going to walk in here and expect a win.
Looking at the matchup, and Joe Woods gets to have a rematch. Well, not a rematch, a
revenge game. We can call it a revenge game.
Well, that's going to be the first cut I get into, so I didn't want to kind of like over-tease it.
You can over-tease it. We already said he's not going to claim it, but I'll claim it for him.
Right. Joe Woods was the defensive coordinator in Cleveland, ended up getting axed. He comes here now in New Orleans, was under Dennis Allen. Well, with Dennis Allen getting axed, he is now the guy calling the plays. But he was asked this week, leading up to the game, is this a Joe Woods revenge game?
Not at all, man. I fond memories of Cleveland for a couple of years. My family still lives up there. But I love Kevin. Have great respect for him. View him as a friend. You know, it was unfortunate what happened there, but that's just the nature of football. But I'm definitely not looking at it as a revenge game. It's just the next game.
Just the next game.
Just
and
the next game.
I think that's pretty much how the players look at it, too, and we're always talking about, oh, it's so-and-so's revenge game.
You know, I that's one of the times where, like, I don't want to accuse people of lying, but, like, when people say, oh, it's just the next game, it's like, yeah, I know you say that, and that's the phrasing, and that's what you're trying to convince yourself. But it's like, this can't be just the next game.
But in the back of your mind, you got to be thinking, hey.
Yeah, like, come on. Like, and I understand, like, you're not going to throw that out there, like, oh, yeah, you know, because then that becomes bulletin. You don't want to give the other team bulletin board material. But at the same time, like, I don't buy for a second this is just another game, right? Like, when you go against a team that fired you, it is not just another game. You know, you can't allow that. You know, you still have to do your job. You still have to approach things as you would in terms of, like, you know, okay, I can't be making decisions like, this is the Browns, I'm going to do this instead of, you know. So I don't buy that in terms of, I do buy that in terms of, okay, like, you need to make the right decisions as you would any other week. But his family's flying in, right? Like, this, when you get fired by a team, you want to put one on them. There's no question in my mind.
Sure, it's like breaking up with somebody.
You want to win the breakup.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. I'm over it. Yeah, you're never really over it. Like,
oh, good to see you.
It could be 20 years. That ex strolls back into town, and it's like, I'm winning. You know, I better be winning this, or otherwise I'm going to go the other direction. I don't want that to happen at all.
Well, an ex we hope isn't winning today is Browns quarterback now, Jameis Winston. And Joe Woods talked about that matchup against the QB.
You know, Jameis is a big quarterback. I mean, he got a strong arm. He can make all the throws. And I really went back and watched the games, and he's playing really well. I saw him make some incredible throws. You know, he left a couple out there. But for the most part, man, he did a nice job. So I'm sure, you know, I don't know how he feels about us, but I'm sure he's going to be ready to go for this game.
You know Jameis is going to be ready to take on this team, and I think we've talked about this before, Jeff, definitely on the Inside Black and Gold podcast. A little bit of that angst towards the Saints is taken off with the firing of head coach Dennis Allen, you feel like.
Yeah, I have to imagine. Like, if he was resentful toward anybody, it would be the guy who benched him, right? Like, I mean, come on. You know, Jameis isn't walking in here being like, I really want to put one on Alvin, you know? Well, Cam Jordan, that guy.
Right.
No, it was – so, yeah. But, I mean, at the same time, it's like, hey, this is the team that you were supposed to get an opportunity with, and, you know, be it by a knee injury, be it by a benching, be it by whatever, you never really got that full season chance to, you know, lead this team. And that's got to be frustrating. You know, he came here in 2020. He sat for a year behind Drew. He had that chance in 21, and then obviously that ended on this turf against the Bucks.
Yeah.
Devin White taking him down with a horse collar and a traumatic knee injury, right? So, no, he'll have motivation, but, you know, that's kind of the thing. I don't know if that's going to be positive for Jameis, you know, because I think when you're a quarterback, that revenge narrative, it doesn't always benefit you because you have to play under control.
Right.
And, and if Jameis wants to make these throws.
Too emotional.
Like, oh, yeah,
right.
and that's been his biggest issue throughout his career. Whether you want to say, like, oh, he's been better about the interceptions or not, when Jameis – protects the ball, he's a good quarterback. When he gives the ball away, he's not a good quarterback. It really is that simple, and it's the decision making. And even just his two games with the Browns, his two starts with the Browns, you've seen
yin
both
and yang,
sides
right.
of that coin. Like, you've seen, hey, a 3-touchdown, 0-interception performance against the Ravens, and they win that game. And you see a 1-touchdown, 3-interception performance against the Chargers, and they lose that game. And the way Tyrann Mathieu put it is like, hey, we need to catch the ones he throws to us. And he's kind of joking, but at the same time, he's not. Like, you can trust Jameis to give you opportunities. You have to take advantage of them. You look at that Ravens game. Yeah, no interceptions, but the Ravens got hit in the chest by two balls that they dropped on defense. If they make those interceptions, they win that game. You don't make
totally
those interceptions,
right.
You lose that game. It can be that close, and I think it will be that close. So if and when Jameis gives you those opportunities to pick them off, the Saints defenders need to do that. And Alante Taylor, if I have one major criticism of Alante Taylor since he started on the outside, it's like you've had opportunities to make plays. You just haven't done it. You haven't finished off those plays. You had two against the Panthers. Should have been interceptions. You settled for a PBU. You had two pass interference penalties and a hold against the Falcons when I felt like you were in good position. They had two big completions, one to Darnell Mooney, one to Kyle Pitts. And it was like, you can't play better coverage than that. You just didn't make the final. You didn't finish off the play. And so, to me, that's where this Saints defense, if they want to really put their mark on this game, they not only have to play well, but they have to take advantage of the turnover opportunities, the takeaway opportunities that are presented to them.
You mentioned Alante Taylor. Now, CB1 for this team with Paulson Adebo, Marshawn Lattimore, now gone. Alante Taylor taking over that spot. And here's what Joe Woods had to say about the corner.
He was up and down. Obviously, he had his struggles. It was good to see him finish the game. You know, and every year you're going to have a game or two that didn't go your way. But I think the growth from him was on the sideline, how he dealt with the issues. We talked him through. He talked to some of the veteran guys, you know, got his head together and went back out and did some good things. But I definitely want more consistency out of him. Obviously, eliminate the penalties and eliminate the big plays.
How do you notice, like, that difference on the sideline? Is it he's just not yelling as much or not as animated? Like, well, what does he do differently that you notice that guy's like?
Yeah, it's just like if you're upset, somebody's going to know. So it's just one of the things you know. And the thing is, you got to, you know, playing football, you got to let it go. You know, everything's not going to go your way, but you can't let that play affect the next play. And that was really what I was trying to get him just to calm down, go back out, and just rely on technique.
Is there almost some, like, I don't know if rust is the right word, but, like, because he had been inside for so long, like, now, like, the season, when he's on the outside. Like, is there any, is there like, are you seeing that transition differently?
It's a little bit different out there. Like you said, if you're inside, you got space on both sides. But outside, you know what you're dealing with. You're dealing more of the vertical concepts, different type of route trees. And he's fine. He can do it. Yeah, he just got to really wire into the technique and the details.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Alante Taylor obviously getting that start at outside corner last week, and you know it's the spot he wants to be in and thrive in. It was a little bit of a roller coaster in last week's outing against the Falcons.
It definitely was. And one thing that Joe Wood said there that I definitely agree with, just from my own observations from the sideline,
is how he's handling
those situations. And I 100% agree, because I was out there last year in against the Rams when he got benched, and you know, you could see it on his face, you could see it in his body language. It wasn't going well, and he was letting that affect him, and he was letting one mistake become two mistakes and three mistakes and four mistakes, to the point that he had to sit the guy down and be like, dude, chill, we're gonna go to somebody else and we're gonna work on this and we're gonna come back next week and figure it out. So last week, after some of those mistakes, you know, the big play of Darnell Mooney is frustrating, right?
Right.
You know, the penalties are frustrating, but you just saw a guy that just came over to the bench, you know, kind of looked at the pictures, kind of talked to his coaches. Like, you didn't see a guy who was still thinking about those plays before that. He was thinking about, okay, what am I going to do next? And that's what you have to do, especially as a cornerback. You're not going to win every rep. It's impossible. But you can't allow those reps you lose to lose you more reps. And I just felt like I agree. Like, that was when we talked about it on Monday when we did our post-game pod of, like, I really appreciate that how he's handling the adversity this year, as opposed to maybe how he handled it at some points last year.
And because, maturity.
Because when you mature and you do that, that's how you grow and you become better as a player, right? So I think we will see Alante, as things go on, continue to improve and make some of these bigger plays and make these game-changing plays the way Tyrann Mathieu has made a career out of making game-changing plays. He's just not there yet. And that's why when you go to him on the outside after 2 years of saying, let's figure out if you can play a nickel. Like, let's see if you can learn how to play this position and not your natural position that you feel like is your future in the NFL. And he's committed to that. And you give him a lot of credit for that. And now you shift him outside and it's like, well, it would be nice if I had been doing this all training camp, right? It would be nice if this wasn't just, hey, let's figure it out now. But this is an opportunity. He has to take advantage of it, because I think next year and beyond, you're going to be looking at Alante and saying, are you the number one corner, right? Are you the guy that we're going to build this secondary around, and not, you know, maybe a piece of a secondary that we have to go and draft in the first round? And he's also going into his fourth year. He doesn't have a fifth-year option. He was a second-round pick. So if you maybe want to extend the guy in the preseason, these are the games he has to earn that extension in. So these are important for him, and I'm hopeful that this is kind of one of those coming-out parties in terms of, you know, showing that he has what it takes as that lead outside corner.
Well, having Kool-Aid McKinstry back in the mix too,
yep.
And you kind of think you're going to have that pairing of Alante and Kool-Aid, and that's obviously what you could see in the future this black and gold bunch.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, and here's the thing, we don't know.
Yeah.
Right? And these are the games that we're going to find out if you do have your kind of starting tandem for next year and beyond, or if you have two quality defensive backs. Like, these guys are good. These guys are quality players, but are they the ones you're going to lean on? And that's what we're going to learn. And you know, Kool-Aid's going to make mistakes. He's a rookie. You have to kind of look between that. You have to read between the lines and see, okay, is he where we need a guy to be at this point in his career, and where can you develop? And you know, I thought he had a rough day against the Chargers the last time he was out there.
Right.
He started and he was out of position a few times. Like, he just got beat. And, you know, so did he learn from that? Has he improved from that? He's had a lot of time to kind of, you know, stew on some of those mistakes and some of those issues and learn from them. He hasn't played either the last 2 weeks with that hamstring injury he suffered in practice. So, you know, we'll see. And I expect him to be out there. He is questionable, so we're not sure. I think Nick Underhill, NewOrleans.football, just reported that Pete Werner is expected to be active. So they're at least going to give him a go.
With the club.
With the club and see how he handles that. You know, Shamar John Charles is the other guy that has been starting across from Alante Taylor. And I think he's handled things well. So, you know, I think this is a situation where you go to Kool-Aid, and if he's not getting it done, you have to be ready to pull the trigger and maybe make a switch there.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.